Hello, Gunwild Audio Backstage. I am sorry that it has been a long time coming for my AMA answers because I partly forgot that I had it. Now, though, for the questions. Sorry if I'm awkward and I ramble a lot. But that's kind of what this is supposed to be, you know? I don't know. Okay, what are my favorite audios to listen to? Well, that's a loaded question there. I don't want to name anyone. I don't want to call anyone out by name. Or make anyone feel awful. But I personally, because of something that happened in my past, I am very much inclined towards the kinkier things. The rape play in particular is one of my favorites. But I also like the kidnapping stuff. I don't know what to say. So this is yeah, like rape play, darker stuff. I definitely like darker things. If anyone here remembers the first ever, I think it was the first ever audio that I actually did, the knife thrower one. I really like scenarios like that. And I don't know. I don't know. All-time favorite movie and TV show. That is hard because what are we qualifying as a TV show? I do know my all-time favorite movie. At least my all-time favorite Disney movie. I'm not sure about overall all-time favorite. That honor would probably have to go to From Dusk Till Dawn. But the one that I am going to actually say is The Black Cauldron because it's charming, it's cute, it's adorable, and it's Disney, and I love Disney. So The Black Cauldron gets that award for these purposes. If I could time travel to any period, and why would I? I would do ancient Greece because I am kind of religious, kind of not. My views on that are very, very hard to explain to actually anyone. So I'll just go ahead and say that Hellenistic pagan. But yeah, I would love to see the temples in all their glory. Oh, can you imagine the Parthenon? Oh, it'd be gorgeous. So yeah, that's that person's questions done with. Okay. Favorite nut. I have to look up if they're actually nuts. Because I don't know for sure. Damn it, is this not a nut? Is it not a nut? No, it's not a nut. Okay. Oh, damn. I was gonna say pistachios, 'cause I love them. Speaking of which, let me get more into you, bag. Okay. So pissed. They're not nuts. So pissed that, I mean, I don't know my favorite type of nut, technically. So I will continue to say pistachio because they're tasty. I like them. A fan of what is this? Squirrelern? Never heard of it, but I'm about to see what it is. I There are some very concerning images on image search of this. I'm just gonna not with that. No, I'm not a fan now that I know what it is. I am not a fan. Then again, my search history has been, it has had questionable results before. Who the fuck am I kidding? It's, this file is Forgotten Wild. Fan art, porn, Percy Jason, Nico. Ow! Ow. I think I clamped on that one shell. You? Queen of Earth. I feel like that's a reference. What qualifies me as Queen of Earth? Okay, nothing qualifies me as Queen of Earth. I mean, you might be from my fan dub, in which case, my username here, but the, not gonna talk more about the fan dub because Reddit. And advertising and all of that stuff. What kinds of music do I prefer? That's a good question. Because I like what I like. Usually though, by technicalities, it falls into the soundtrack genre. Although technically I really like Set It Off and the other one. What is the other one? Why can't I remember its damn name? All Time Low. Set It Off, All Time Low, All American Rejects. But I really like soundtrack because it can be like anything. All you gotta do is slap it in something and boom, it's soundtrack. And it makes me kind of happy because technically light him up or whatever. Yeah, I think it's light him up. I don't know why I chose to see the second Percy Jackson movie, Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters, but I did, and it's way better than the first. But I don't know. I just I don't know. Forget what I said. But yeah, soundtrack. Okay. Anyone else for a day? Wow, that I'm not really sure. Although, admittedly, I kind of would like to spend a day in Vic Mignogna's shoes. Mignogna? Mignogna. I'm gonna say it Mignogna. That's probably not right. He's Edward Elric in the English Fullmetal Alchemist. And he also happens to be Crow Bronwyn in Ruby, which is a show I am kind of obsessed with. But yeah, it'd probably be Vic, like Vic Mignogna, or Logan Learman, or Rick Riordan, because they are all amazing people. And I don't, they've changed lives. And that way I could go up to my, literally, one of my best friends, two actually, of my best friends are obsessed with, like, Fullmetal Alchemist. So, if I was Vic, I could just go up to them and I could go up to my boyfriend and, like, kiss him as Vic Mignogna, as Edward Elric. And it'd be super weird and super awkward, but he'd probably fangirl for the rest of his life. And that's a lot of joy. I mean, either that or if he'd let me, I'd try pegging him as Vic. My reasoning for Logan Learman is legit, he's hot. I could have sex with myself. I'm not gonna lie, my reasoning is shallow here, guys. I could have sex with myself if I was Logan. Plus, like, assuming that I was in Logan's body, he'd be in mine, and I could go up to him and be like, "Hey, you wanna fuck yourself?" Literally. Yeah. Okay. And Rick is literally just too, I don't know. 'Cause I'd feel bad if I was snooping. But it honestly, probably literally to contact a dungeon master or so, to release fan art of adult Percy without armor on. Well, not really fan art, I guess, because I'd be Rick. But you know, to get better art of all the characters, because I love the style, but I really wish Percy was like in a swimsuit or something when he was older in the art, because I'd love it. Okay, one thing for the rest of my life. Oh, gods. I don't know, honestly. Wait, yes, I do. Pizza. Because I can put anything on pizza and still have it be a pizza. You know? I would just have to eat whatever I eat in pizza form. Granted, I would probably have to give up ramen, but that's a small price to pay, you know? Hang on, let me grab some of my drink. Granted, it looks like cyanide. It's not, but the blue color is literally the same as cyanide. I know because my ex showed me a bottle of cyanide that he made. It's like, just imagine the verified for male blue, but like more translucent and more watery. And you'd have the color of the cyanide my ex showed me. Beautiful. Beautiful, deadly, beautiful. Often go together, apparently. Favorite restaurant. Oh, I'm torn. In the world? Or in the US, or I don't know. I might have to get back to you on that person who asked. I will come back to that question. Favorite restaurant. If I don't, you guys can totally gang yell at me. Hello there, other asker person. So, would I rather travel across the country by plane, train, automobile, or something more peculiar? Honestly, I would love to do it by boat, but there's not enough water to do that. Unless you're talking Italy, but, I'm gonna go ahead and assume that this country is the US, because that's where I am. Horseback, probably. Horseback is, like, I love horses. And yeah, it'd take longer, but I could see more and do more. And this is assuming that the horse couldn't die. This is assuming that the horse is the equivalent of Shadowmoor from Skyrim. Okay? If I was invisible for a day, where would I go and what would I do? Well, I'm not sure. Honestly, I think I might just pull a prank on my, no. I would love to just be invisible and go to Broadway, and I'm assuming everything I touch turn like anything I'm wearing turns invisible too. So I would love to go to Broadway and just, I don't know, honestly, just like, actually, no. If I were invisible for a day, 24 hours, I would go to Disney World. I would just go to Disney World and stay there until, like, I would mess with them. I would stay there and move things around on cameras. And as much as I like Disney World, as much as I like Disney, I want to see what the entirety of Disney World is like after dark. You know, I also want to try that with Universal Studios Florida. But that's a more minor thing than being. I would love to be invisible in goddamn Walt Disney World. The best meal I've ever had. I'm gonna get back to that one as well. Well, I mean, obviously, it's a pizza. Pizza and Red Oven Pizza Bakery for the favorite restaurant thing. Because I chose pizza as the one food I'd only eat for the rest of my life. So, yeah, Red Oven is basically Subway, but pizza. And it's awesome. But yeah, best meal going along with my Red Oven logic, it's pizza. Just some sort of pizza. I am going to put bologna on the pizza that I'm going to be getting in like an hour or something, just to see what it tastes like. I don't know, I love pizza. If I could tell my 10-year-old self anything, what would it be? Don't go on the internet. The thing is, for me to get here and be able to do what I did, I legitimately cannot remember anything. No, I remember like one thing from when I was 10, but it wouldn't matter because if it changed me in any way, it would create a paradox. And I would have to figure out how, as a 10-year-old, if I registered any information that I told myself, I'd have to figure out how to, later in my life, time travel back in time to that specific moment and tell myself the same exact thing however many years later. But no. If I could tell my 10-year-old self anything, it would be, probably don't go out with the school bully. Because I had a thing when I was 10. I had a thing with this kid at school who was horrible. Like, absolute total douchebag. And again, well, not again, really, but excuse me for my language and wording choice. It's how I naturally am. And I'm not gonna change it for the internet. So buckle up or boot out. Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you for liking the dog audio. If I was a dog, I can actually solve this fairly quickly. What type of dog are you? Well, I mean, technically wolves count as dogs. So I think that I would be a. I'm gonna ramble while I do this. So, pick a color. I'm going with Yeah, that there's no brown. Basically, I don't know what type of dog I'd be. I think I would be a wolf, though. Like, I full on 100% think that if I was a dog, I would be a wolf or a coyote, because my spirit animal is a coyote. And I know that sounds stupid, but it sounds less stupid once you realize I have Native American ancestry, so I'm like, I kind of feel like I should know that stuff. But I think I would be definitely a coyote or a what the hell is it called? Why is this being so difficult? Timberwolf. Coyote or Timberwolf? One of the two, probably. But we're gonna see what this, We're gonna see what this, Honestly, out of we're gonna see what this quiz says, and I'm on like a question that's what kind of exercise do you prefer? Yoga, throwing a ball around, sprints, whatever the hottest new trend is, ha ha ha, getting excited, then running in circles, sex, opening the door for delivery, I'm a gym rat. Honestly, I feel like sex would be the most enjoyable out of all those. Author, okay. J.K. Rowling, is I'm gonna look these guys up and see if I know anyone. Albert Camus. Okay, French philosopher. Nope. Juno Diaz. I don't know. Oh, nope, not that one. Nicholas Sparks. I've heard that name before. Okay, not him. Toni Morrison. I know this guy. I don't know the books. Based off of my knowledge that I currently have, because it'd take a while to research all these names. I mean, out of these, I'm a Slytherin. I'm a Slytherin for life. Like, the Pottermore test said so. That's not just me being Slytherin-y and full of myself. I'm not gonna dignify that question. Number one pet peeve. Honestly, what? I really just I don't like people. I can get along with all of these options fair and well enough. So there's one here called having pet peeves. I'm just choosing that. How would my friends describe me? Oh, gods. Well, loyalty is my fatal flaw, and the quiz says that I would be a corgi. The quiz says I would be a goddamn corgi. Oh, why? I don't know. It's a quiz. It doesn't mean anything. I don't know. But yeah, apparently I'd be a corgi. Wow, that took like 10 minutes to answer or something. So, do I feel like I'm more of a crackhead? Do I feel like I'm more of a kraken or a dog type of person? Honestly, kraken because water. I am not good at defending my position on this, so Poseidon, damn you, I will, I'm going with kraken because I love dogs. I love wolves specifically. But there's more freedom you have when you're a kraken. And you're also big and scary half the time. So, yeah. Okay. Frenetic. Yes, I agree that my recordings are very frenetic. Honestly, I don't drink coffee. I definitely don't drink or do coke, and I've never done drugs, and I never intend to. That's just me half the time, and I mean, yeah, if you've only listened to the if you've only listened to the dog and Kraken audio, then definitely they're gonna be frenetic as all fuck. My drug of choice at the moment, actually, to help cure my sicknesses and illnesses and help with my throat when my voice gets lost, is Glacier Freeze Gatorade. Not sponsored. Oh, I wish I was sponsored. But not sponsored. In any way, shape, or form, because I don't know. It tastes better than grape, which tastes like a Jolly Rancher had a baby with cough syrup. But it tastes way better than that. And it's like, I don't know. I just, my natural energy comes from within, and half of the time when I'm recording, I'm actually tired. So, like, I do recordings to try to energize myself sometimes. And the dog one was one of those, and so was the Kraken one because I was feeling like shit that day. So, yeah. I needed to pick me up, and recording stuff makes me feel good. So, yeah, no drugs, just tiredness, I guess. Tiredness. That's a word, right? Yeah, that's a word. That's a word. Have I considered a voice changer effect for my multi-performer collabs with myself? No, I haven't, and I probably never will, and hear me out. There's a reason for this. I'm not full of myself. Well, I kind of am. But I'm not full of myself. My reasoning behind no voice changers and not editing and stuff is, like, I want to test myself. I'm trying to be a voice actress, and I need to know my range. It's that simple. And I know my range is already fairly varied, but I want to see what I'm best at. And, honestly, why not just switching? Switching voices, it's also really fun for me to do that. Especially because it's all in one take, because I want you guys to see whatever minor fuck-ups might happen, because they're cute, it makes it feel more real, and leads to me. Sorry! Like that. Voice changer, adapt myself to a different kind of dog. In order to do a collab of a dog script. I will agree with you that they are amazing and they should be more present often because they're funny, they've got humor, and honestly, some of them are sexy. But no, I haven't considered a voice changer because I don't know. Same reason as my base morals when it comes to recording, I guess. Just unedited, best take, all in one take. Like, that stuff. It makes it more fun for me. That way, I know for a fact I won't be like anyone else. So, part of it is feeding my ego, but that's only a tiny part. If I could be any type of dog, what type of dog would I be? Well, are we including mythological dogs here? Because, if we're including mythological dogs, wow, I don't know. I would love... If we're including mythological dogs, and we're not just talking about the furry things that woof woof with four legs, usually, I would be a goddamn dragon, because in a universe, I know that there are dragons that get treated like dogs. And I know they're powerful, and I like dragons. but no... In all seriousness, if I could be any sort of dog, I'd be probably a Mexican timber wolf, or Mexican timber wolf, or possibly a German shepherd, because they're beautiful. Or, I mean, if someone made a Kelpie, but in a dog form, yes, that is what I'd be. And, wow, was that all of the questions? That felt like it went by so fast. Asked. Okay, it's been nearly 40 minutes. I guess time flies when you're having fun. Let me see if any of my friends have any, like, my actual, I don't want to be friends with all you guys, but let me, I know this should be ended by now, but random question generator. B, Because why not? Okay, that page does nothing. So let's do this. One, let's see, how many questions were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 20. Okay, so I'll just hit the random button 20 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, the question. Okay, that's a weird question. Here we go. Here's a good one. When I was younger, what did I want to be when I grew up? Well, I wanted to be an Imagineer for Disney, like the people that make the rides and stuff. Yay, you got a bonus question. If you listen to this point, thank you. I am. And thank you. And now for thanks for the questions because I feel like it. Thank you, Passin' Fancy, Miss Sweetie. I Pikachu's you. I love that username, by the way. Banvila, Utility Geek, and Gabriel Kane one. Because I don't know. Sorry about rustling. I am opening Thin Mints. I mean, they could stand in for NRG, I suppose. Yum. This is a bad idea, because I've probably got a pizza waiting. Okay, this is a very bad idea, but because I don't feel like stopping the recording yet. Thin Mint and Gatorade. That was the worst idea ever. And I guess I really didn't, answer what type of nut is my favorite. Cashews are nuts! Cashews are nuts! I am very happy. Cashews are nuts. So thank you for that question. I believe Utility Geek. Let me make sure. Yeah, Utility Geek. Thank you for that question because it helped me learn more about nuts. And I'm a squirrel, so nuts are awesome, except I like pizza more. No! Okay, I'm gonna go before I dry out my mouth from talking and decide to take another swig of that Gatorade, because I still have Thin Mints in my mouth. I will. Let me put up the pistachios. But yeah, thanks for listening, if you made it this far, and, bye! Alright, now I have to figure out how to stop this thing. Bye!